This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
More than 100 volunteers from places like Rice Lake, Almena, and Cameron, Wisconsin, have been out searching the countryside in that northwest part of the state. Jamie Kloss, the 13-year-old girl who's been missing since her parents were found shot to death in their barren Wisconsin home, is now listed on the FBI's top kidnapping and missing persons page. The FBI said this week, out of an abundance of caution, it was expanding its search for the teen nationwide by sending a digital missing person poster to media organizations. From This Week in Agribusiness, Ag weatherman Greg Solier says if you didn't like this chilly weather in October, wait for November. In his four-week forecast on our television show this weekend, Greg says after having November weather this month, we'll get October weather in November with above normal temperatures. Starting this weekend, the Arby's restaurant chain is making another foray into the game meat sandwich business. Arby's is selling its limited-time duck breast sandwich in only 16 restaurants. And those selling the sandwich will fall within the four waterfowl migration flyways across the country. Two of the communities among the 16, Great Bend, Kansas, and Lincoln, Nebraska. The duck breasts, by the way, are being sourced from Maple Leaf Farms, located in Leesburg, Indiana. As I recall, Maple Leaf is the biggest duck producer in the United States. The first advertising for that Nebraska tourism campaign won't be coming out for a few weeks yet, but they've already garnered a few million dollars of publicity of some kind. Have you heard that phrase that they're going to use? The frank, new, in-your-face tourism slogan will be Nebraska. Honestly, it's not for everyone. Publicity about that new campaign has generated a bunch of sarcastic possible alternatives like Nebraska, keep driving, or Nebraska, not quite as boring as you think. But I want to tell you, from Chadron to West Point, and from Ogallala to Beatrice, it's one of our favorite states because of the great people there. And maybe, just maybe, that should be their new slogan. Nebraska, come meet us. And spell it M-E-A-T. Get it? Maybe that's why I wasn't paid millions to develop their new ad campaign. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the folks at Case IH. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.